This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, good morning. How are you? Unbelievable news. I genuinely wasn't convinced that this day would come. Malka Leifer appears in court in Australia.
Indeed. And as you rightly said, it's been a long time coming, like about a decade. And so she appeared in court by video link just a few days ago, appeared in the Melbourne Magistrates Court. She's still in prison, and just to remind listeners, she's facing 74 charges of child sexual abuse. And the outcome of this brief video hearing was that the next hearing has been scheduled for September the 13th. It's scheduled to run over 5 days, so that's quite a lengthy hearing, with 10 witnesses scheduled to give evidence. The main complainants are three sisters from Melbourne who attended that school and are allegedly victims of sexual abuse, Nicole Meyer, Dassie Ehrlich, and Ellie Sapper, and they are among the 10 witnesses who have been scheduled to give evidence when this happens in September. Her lawyers gave some hint into what the defense strategy will be, and indicating that they're going to focus on Malka Leifer's difficult upbringing, her difficult relationship with her mother, which they will argue was the genesis of the relationship between her and the complainants. There was no application for bail, and so she remains in prison in Melbourne. And so that is where we are. So
interesting that they're not going. It's interesting that they're not going the route that they went in Israel, was the mental capacity route.
Yes, and that surprised me too. And that's the first thing that's what I immediately expected. And so far that has not come out. So, having said that, it's a 5-day hearing that has been set down. So it would be surprising if they didn't bring that up as well, given that that right there was the factor which enabled her to delay the extradition for literally for years.
It may be a stepping stone towards that, her difficult relationship with her mother causing mental damage or mental capacity issues, something like that. That probably will be the route that they would go.
Yes, and that right there makes sense. And starting from that as a child, etc., and then leading to mental issues and challenges as an adult in later life. So it remains to be seen, but it's obviously 5 days is quite a lengthy period of time. So obviously they envisage that there will be a lot of evidence to come out and on both sides. So needless to say, no application for bail. I mean, given the fact that she did flee the country once, and I guess authorities don't want to risk that happening again.
What's been the reaction of the community, if any? Obviously, this is something that's happening through the Australian judicial system. It's got nothing to do with the community per se, but this must be very uncomfortable.
Well, so the first part of the answer to your question is that this has only just happened. So this hearing was just 2 days ago, and so it's fresh news, and the community is only becoming aware that she actually has appeared in court. That said, the Malka Leifer comes from Melbourne, as we've reported before, and there's a very, as is the nature of ultra-Orthodox communities, it's a very close-knit ultra-Orthodox community. And so much so that there was some, you know, as terrible as the allegations and of the alleged abuse is and was, also terrible was that one of the people, his name was Manny Wax, who has been a protagonist in a positive way of trying to bring alleged perpetrators to light. His own family over years when Manny and others were starting to make allegations public, suffered some horrendous ostracism from other members of the community. So it's a very close-knit community, and I'm certainly not privy to what's happening internally there, but because I'm in Sydney, they're in Melbourne, and in any event, it's a, like I say, close-knit ultra-Orthodox community. So it must be very difficult for members of that community to be watching this and up close now.
Absolutely. Moving on to another story, the Commonwealth Jewish Women's Network to be launched tonight.
Yes, an interesting one. So Australia is still part, if you would believe it, of the of the British Commonwealth. And just as a slight digression, there's a very strong movement within this country for Australia to declare itself a republic, which South Africa did in 1961, and yet Australia is still a monarchy, queens and princes and all the rest of it. So, digressing, coming back to the main point, is that tonight a Commonwealth Jewish Women's Network is going to be launched, bringing in leading Jewish women from New Zealand, Australia, Singapore, India. Now that's a large chunk of the globe. not many Jewish leaders, women or male, in Singapore or India, mm-hmm. or New Zealand for that matter, but certainly in Australia, yes. And also interesting is that there will be two keynote addresses, one from the Secretary General of the Commonwealth, a woman named Patricia Scotland, who we'd never heard of, no disrespect to her, but the other keynote speaker, a former South African, of course. So her name is Ronnie Khan, and she established something here. I have no clue whether or not she established the same thing in South Africa. Here it's called Oz Harvest.
Yes, and of course. So here that we've actually very, very recently, they've launched SA Harvest. Well, it's linked to the Australian. It is linked to the Australian organization.
Right.
In fact, they're doing a lot of, they're starting to do some incredible work here. In fact, Gidon Novick, yes. Originally from ComAir, is the chairman of SA Harvest, and they're really doing amazing things.
And likewise here, and what Oz Harvest or SA Harvest are now, just very simply, it's basically collecting surplus food, in brackets, quality food, and distributing it to those in need. You know, it's a simple concept, but it takes trucks and organization and all the rest of it. So Ronnie established that here a good 15 years ago, I would say. And it's a, you know, well-established phenomenon in this country. And she's done a lot of media over the years talking about her work and how she basically, you know, is a bit of mover and shaker. And so she's one of the keynote speakers at this launch of this Commonwealth Jewish Women's Network, together with the Secretary General of the Commonwealth. So it's just a nice story, you know, just linking leading Jewish women together from diverse countries, as I say, India, Singapore, New Zealand, and of course Australia.
Absolutely incredible, Vic Aladef. Unfortunately, that's where we have to leave it. It's just about to go 7 a.m. Thank you for a fascinating conversation, as always. Vic Aladef is the CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. We chat to him every Tuesday at this time.